Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it's about time. The Biden administration is going to expand 24/7 mental health care. They are going to award millions of dollars in grants to expand all hours mental health and substance abuse care in more communities around the country. According to Javier Becerra, that today we're talking about providing to Americans 24/7 support for crisis care. That's something that's only been available to some in some places. But depending on your income and zip code, you could be totally out of luck. That's going to start to change. So I have been asking for, you know, better money or money to at least go to the healthcare system. And this is something that I think would be a move in the right direction. They say there are more than 400 community behavior health clinics across 46 states that provide 24-hour care for any child or adult who walks through the door, even if they can't afford to pay. Now, this effort started in 2014 from bipartisan legislation from Senator Debbie Stabenow and Senator Roy Blunt. And so it is a bipartisan effort. I don't see a lot of arguing as long as the money goes to exactly where it needs to go. But the clinics are often run at the local level or by nonprofits. They have issues getting funding, and so they can't keep staff or pay for services. So they say Biden's COVID-19 relief plan set aside more than $1.2 billion for the centers. They say the clinics also serve those with private insurance and offer a sliding pay scale for those who are uninsured. They say the gun violence bill also bolstered federal funding. They say the federal funding is asking states to scale up their efforts around the clinics, offering $1 million grants starting next year for up to 15 states to map out an expansion of the centers. 10 of those states will then be selected in 2024 for more money for their programs through Medicaid by securing federal matching funds at an enhanced rate. The goal is for 10 states to join the program every other year until all 50 are folded in. This is according to PBS. They say 9 states are already getting higher reimbursement rates from Medicaid for patients who seek help from community centers. In other states, centers can receive money directly from the federal government, $300 million worth of grants. So, you know, how it's the trouble we have right now is there's just not enough of them. And so many individuals end up in the ER. Well, first, those who try and hide it and don't want to seek care hide it. And they're home or they're doing, you know, things that are under the radar. Those with severe illness that are just walking around and looking all wide-eyed and then pushing people in front of a subway like that one gentleman did, somebody like that is going to end up in jail or they're going to end up at a hospital. And so what we need is a network, and we need to have a focus on those individuals, because it's not so much that people are, you know, like Matt Perry said, look, you know what, I'm having issues. I am going to admit myself to a rehab center. That's fantastic, and we need more of those. But the problem we have is we have people who end up in the police system, or end up in the hospital system, and they're like, this person really needs to be in a psychiatric hospital. But there's no beds. There's not enough of them. They have medical issues, so we'll deal with the medical issues. We'll discharge them to social work if they're stable enough to not be hospitalized, but there's no beds. There has to be connections. Psychiatric hospitals, there needs to be a hell of a lot more of them. and the funding for these are expensive. It's not easy. And I know we're like, well, you know what, you don't have to pay your student loans. Do these incentives. We're going to spend. When I said we need money spent on mental health care and we need money spent for our health care system, I mean, I meant we need a lot of money for that. The funding that they say, oh, yeah, you know, the government will say, oh, yeah, we fund mental health clinics. It's not enough. Now that you have to pay people almost twice their salary to get them to come to work and to stay at work. And then if they're off because of, you know, maternity leave or sick leave or COVID, you need to hire extra. So because honestly, to staff, you can't be understaffed when you run a hospital, a mental health clinic or mental health hospital. You need ample staff. And, you know, the I don't know if whatever funding they think they already have cuts it. So yeah, these $1 million grants are nice, but how long will that last? I mean, you could blow through $1 million in a weekend at one of these places. So it's a good start. I commend them on this. I hope they do more, but our mental illness problem is huge. And I'd really also like to know what the process is of people arrested for assault, for battery, for rape, for, you know, wandering around, for, you know, indecent exposure, for, you know, other sorts of charges, and then they get released, you know, or they make bail or whatever the heck. What is their psychiatric evaluation and psychiatric care looking like before they get released? And do they get released and do they ever come back for their care? There really has to be step-down areas. They have to, you know, and a lot of individuals in jail might not be in jail because they're criminals, but because they have mental illness. All right? Then maybe we could use some of our prison funding for that. Now, I know the prisons are underfunded, but, you know, mental health is going to be not only a part of a medical hybrid, but a part of a criminal hybrid and our corrections facilities hybrid. It also needs to probably be a hybrid with many of our schools and education systems, and it's been underlooked for too long, and we have a huge population that isn't getting care. 1-877-DOC-TALI. Season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So when migrants come in to the country, all right, there's been a lot of speculation of, you know, what sort of arrangements are being made. You know, are they in slum areas where they're getting infectious diseases? And are they in cages? You know, or are they being sent to beautiful hotels and getting to be put up in hotels? And apparently, all of that might be happening. But what is being reported on, and we could see some pictures of, is a quote-unquote tent city that has a more official name called the Humanitarian Emergency Response and Relief Center. And this is located in New York City. And this is where up to 500 migrants, they're going to be all male. Maybe identify as male. I don't know if they're cis male or identify as male. But this is going to be for all males. And they will be given, Mayor Eric Adams had revealed details about it. They are going to be given three meals a day. There is fluff and fold laundry service, TV, video games, telephones for them to call family. And it's made up in three tents. And they're going to be given food that's supposed to be, they say, South American flair. So food that hopefully they would like, snacks around the clock, access to snacks, coffee, water. And according to Emergency Management Commissioner Zach Eiskol, he told reporters that this is a place people could come, rest, relax, and kick their feet up after the journey they've been on. I don't know how long they can stay. That's going to be a question. I mean, you know, do they, as more come in, do people get to stay there one day? Do they stay there a week? They say an initial wave of 500 single men is slated to start moving in on Wednesday. This is after they arrived from Texas at the Port Authority bus terminal. Eiskol called it a short-term solution for people to figure out what their next destination will be. Officials acknowledge that no one would get kicked out for staying beyond a goal of just 4 days. So right now, you'll get three square meals, clothes, entertainment. Looks like they have TVs where you can watch the game. So on Sundays, I don't see anybody leaving. You know, I mean, if they're into, you know, North American football, I would want to. I mean, if there's round-the-clock snacks, I'd want to hang out there and watch football. Dr. Ted Long, Senior Vice President of New York City Health and Hospital, said our focus is to get you where you want to go and not put a numerical limit in terms of number of hours to restrict anything. Well, that's all nice. And I agree, you can't necessarily just, you know, say, okay, you know, you're only here for one day. The problem is thousands are coming in each week. So if you fill up in one day, then what? Mayor Adams had said previously that no deadline would be imposed, in part because the city is struggling with a shortage of shelter space due to the ongoing flood of migrants, which reached 20,500 arrivals on Sunday. They say some aspects of the setup seem designed to encourage long-term occupancy, including the rotating menu of food cooked on-site and a fully equipped commercial kitchen. Mr. Eiskol said that those meals are all culturally appropriate. It is South American fare. He said the folks have already been providing food, which is great. Crews, including myself, have been eating it for the past couple weeks, and snacks are provided as well around the clock with coffee and tea and water. There are 60 dining tables sent up. There's a rec room, popcorn machines, TVs, Xbox game consoles, ping pong, foosball tables, board games, and 12 phones that can be used for international calls. They're also going to have Wi-Fi. They're going to have heating and cooling units. The temperatures are going to be kept around 70 degrees. They're putting some money into this. And Adams initially announced on September 22nd that the tent city would be built in the Orchard Beach parking lot in the Bronx. Construction is nearly complete. The site was abandoned after heavy rains flooded the area. So on October 3, they had to relocate the facility to the parking lot at the Icon Stadium on Randall's Island. The price tag, they said, it cost about $325,000 to demobilize from Orchard Beach and another $325,000 to set up. The rest of the cost, they're still analyzing. We're being told this could be millions a day. We don't know how many people we will be caring for, and a lot of the costs are variable, so many of those ongoing costs, they're now figuring out. So it's a 500-bed facility. They said if need to, they could expand it to 1,000. Okay, well, they've had 20,000 people come in within the last month. It's not going to be enough. Now, I think this is nice. You know, while people are trying to figure out where they go, but where are these facilities for our homeless vets? Where are these facilities for, you know, our Americans that are, you know, suffering with, you know, mental illness and homeless and struggling? If we have the ability to do this for migrants, which is very nice and commendable, why didn't New York do it years ago for their Americans who were struggling? You know, and it is obviously something that is going to be debated. You know, the reason why it hadn't been done before is because people said, well, you couldn't afford it. There was no space. There was no real estate. There was no way. All of a sudden, they could do it. And, you know, if I was doing the trek, going, okay, well, I want to go here. I want to get Xbox and be able to get 3 square meals a day. This is fantastic. And it is. It is a great humanitarian effort. But I thought what we were trying to do was say, look, guys, okay, we don't have places for you to go. We don't have the money to feed everybody. I don't come yet until we could get this figured out, because apparently everybody's coming. I thought the point was, can we come up with a way to do our immigration? Instead, this might send the wrong message. It's interesting, on Google, it temporarily was called Adam's Tent City. And apparently that had to get taken down because people thought that was pretty controversial that they called it Adam's Tent City. We don't know why Google's Maps did it. We don't know if, you know, people have access to label things their own way, but it's supposed to be called the Humanitarian Emergency Response and Relief Center. So I think it's great that, you know, they're offering popcorn and Xbox and things like that. I mean, I would really like to see children's hospitals, you know, get Xboxes for the kids who are there and sick and, you know, and don't have access to that too. I think there's a lot of priorities we have to decide. And, you know, as a doctor, I would love everybody to, you know, get meals and clothes and fluff and fold and all that. But, you know, when are we prioritizing? Is it going to be America first? You know, when you see our homeless crisis, you see our poverty, our starvation crisis. I mean, what they're doing for migrants is nice, but we are no good to other people if we don't fix our own issue. You see that a lot. They're like, you know what? I get more gain if I help the migrants than if I help our own homeless community here. And maybe this humanitarian relief center, emergency response and relief center, is open to American citizens. Maybe this isn't just all for the migrants. But the fact that they said the food was South American fare means that I think this is designed just for the migrants, which is, and again, listen, my father was an immigrant. You know, I mean, you know, he worked, learned the language, studied for a citizenship test, passed a citizenship test, became a citizen. You know, I get, you know, anybody who wants to come to America would love to give them that chance. But, there's somebody has some explaining to do. Why hasn't something like this, if it could have been done, already been done for those thousands upon thousands of individuals who are roaming the streets and are about to in winter? I mean, it's already snowing in the Northeast. I mean, we're already dealing with, and in the North, some really, really bad weather. Are they intense? Do they have ambient temperatures of 70 degrees too? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The demand for home mortgages is at a 25-year low as interest rates keep climbing. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying demand for mortgages dropped 4% for the week to its lowest level since 1997. The number of borrowers who can benefit from refinancing is also at a record low. CNN says interest rates were so low during the first 2 years of the pandemic that the vast majority of borrowers with high rates have already refinanced. Former Vice President Mike Pence says Republicans will be taking the pro-life argument to every state while speaking at an event hosted by the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C.
On January 22nd, 2023, we're going to have pro-life majorities in the House and the Senate, and we're going to be taking the case for life to every state in America.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Christina writes, this election is religion's last stand. If we lose, religion will never have a voice. So this is interesting. You're seeing the polls, and you know, we have midterms coming up in what, 20 days, 19 days? And we see the back and forth, and there are a lot of issues that do seem to involve religion. I do agree and disagree with a few things. Okay, one is, I think the role of religion has changed, and there are less individuals who, you know, look at religion and are people of faith, and you know, the younger generations, many, you know, we see more people kind of question it. And that is a trend, and I think that's been a trend for a while, and will continue to be. There's also a huge conflict between our freedom of religion and political issues that and progressiveness. And I don't know what the answer is. What I disagree with is that this election is going to be the final say. I know, and I hate the pressure being, but the reason why people are all freaked out about the midterms, and you're like, okay, come on, guys, you know, I know I've been criticized for saying, guys, don't let politics, you know, kill the family. Don't let politics destroy your family, destroy your relationships. Don't let it happen. But many of you have said, look, if the Supreme Court gets stacked, if congressional maps get changed, you know, this could be the end. Many of you thought that way when Trump lost and felt if there was cheating in the election, then that's never going to get, then there'll always be cheating. The one thing I notice about life is there's never absolutes. There are always changes. So if you are of the belief that there was cheating going on in the election, then you're probably also of the belief that the cheating will continue, and the cheating might not just be done by one side, it could be done by both sides. So nothing is absolute, and I'm not saying you know cheating is going to save one. We don't want anybody to cheat. We want our elections, you know, solemn, sovereign. We want them as ethically done. But the panic people are having, you know, over, oh my gosh, this election, if we don't, you know, win one way or the other, then, you know, everything is going to be gone. I don't believe so. I mean, during the Clinton years, there was a huge shift at the midterms where, and he said, look, we hear you, where there was a huge red wave and, you know, he had to work with the Republicans to get stuff done. Obama had the same thing, where by the midterms there was a red wave. So it's very, very common for that to happen. Somebody gets voted in, you know, they, and I think even with Trump, I think at the midterms of Trump, then there was a Democratic majority. So what happens is somebody gets voted in, the other side gets pumped, and then, like you see, they bring up all the bad things that happened with that administration and the current administration. Of the time of the election, and then they convince others that, look, you know, we need to get the other people in to stave off the extremism. And that's how it just seems to work. I can't say that for all elections, but it seems to be that there's always this back and forth pendulum swinging. But religious freedoms are being questioned. And like, for example, this one PA got fired. And this is tricky. And this is tough because in the medical field, you know, we honor the patient comes first. The patient comes first. But, you know, I think we should have religious freedom as well. It's just we're having trouble figuring out how to make it work. And Valerie Klusterman, who works as a physician assistant at Michigan Hospital, asked for a religious accommodation because she said she couldn't, through her religion, use transgender pronouns or make referrals for gender transition drugs. So her request was denied, and she got fired. Now, I don't know what the answer is going to be. I mean, you know, we have doctors in medicine that will not perform an abortion, and they don't, and they have every right to decline, you know, not want to do that. For the life of the mom, it's a different story, and most doctors will do whatever it takes to save the mom. But you have many doctors out there that'll do it, and many doctors out there that won't. And this has been an issue for years, and individuals who want an abortion will go to Planned Parenthood, or they know the doctors who are quote-unquote abortion-friendly will go there. Or those who, you know, want to, keep the baby and want to, get maternal fetal medicine, they'll go to doctors that offer that. But now we're being faced with issues where, rather than you performing a certain, me transitioning, I understand, how somebody would want to transition. I'm just not trained in that medicine, so I can't do it. I have to refer out. But if somebody doesn't want to refer out and say, look, it's against my religion, they should have that right. And then what they could do is say, look, there's other physicians or other physicians' assistants here. We're going to get you with somebody who's more comfortable with that care. Now, doctors refuse care a lot, all the time. They refuse care based on your insurance. They refuse care based on a diagnosis. So, I can't manage that. I have to refer you to somebody else. But where it's getting tricky is somebody could feel they are going against their religion referring you for something that is against the religion. So, for example, when you read the Old Testament about the Sabbath, you can't have somebody do the work for you and still be observing the Sabbath. You have to have your employees off. You can't have your animals, your oxen working in the field. If it's the Sabbath, everybody gets a break. You can't necessarily have somebody else work and still qualify. And so some individuals believe with their religion, I can't speak for all religions, that, if they don't want to do something that they think could be against their religion, saying, I'm going to get somebody else for you who'll do it, they feel that could also be a sin. So hospitals and medical centers struggle to, what do we do if somebody, doesn't want the fetus aborted? So maybe what we have to do is just, because a patient, let's say a patient wants birth control and their provider doesn't want to, prescribe birth control. A patient should know that before they go into that facility because you don't want them to spend a copay, spend a deductible just to be told you don't get birth control here. Maybe we need to be more open with, what services are offered. And, this is where you could get birth control, but we don't necessarily perform abortions here. Or we don't, maybe that's what we need to do. So we don't have positions where providers have to then, decide or feel, cornered one way or another. But it is a, if you work for a company that says this is what we do, should you be offered a religious exemption? I thought that's what religious exemptions were for. And I get it. Having a transgender individual in the family, I my extended family, I completely understand how we need medical providers that understand care and are trained and can give appropriate care, guidance, counseling. But you can't force somebody to do that. We'll see what happens. But this physician assistant was fired from Michigan Health. She had been there 17 years. It is going to be interesting to see where this goes. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. vantage point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So October is National Pasta Month, and the average American consumes 20 pounds of pasta annually, 5.95 billion pounds of pasta gets eaten a year in the United States. So I have an interview with Chef Rosario, who's from Milan, Italy, who's going to share some pretty healthy pasta dishes and talk to us about Pasta Month.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we talk a lot about food, and this month is National Pasta Month. Now, you guys know I'm a horrible cook, so we brought on the famous Chef Rosario to talk to us about all the pasta dishes and the cool things you could do for National Pasta Month. Chef Rosario, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So this is amazing. American consumers eat 20 pounds of pasta a year. This is like the sixth highest food per capita in the country. Talk to us about this.
Well, because pasta is the perfect food, really. Pasta is perfect for many reasons. First of all, it's affordable. You can have one of the most delicious and versatile foods in the world and can be affordable and healthy. That's in itself is kind of a miracle. So pasta, again, every family can afford it. It's the favorite food of the American families, but also of any ethnicity, any cuisine. Pasta can be versatile and adaptable to all. And I say healthy and good for a healthy and active lifestyle, but why is it healthy? Well, the reason why is because it's such a simple product, so it's wholesome and simple, but also can be paired with the healthiest foods on earth, with fresh vegetables. It's proven that people who eat pasta are also consumers of fresh vegetables. So you can improve your diet just by adding a good pasta dish to your diet. Of course, you have to choose how much pasta and how much vegetables. So let's say with half a pound of pasta, you can feed 2 to 4 people, and you can add vegetables like I did in these recipes, and I'd be delighted to talk to you about it.
Yes, and I see your recipes. Fantastic. I definitely want to talk about those. And the other thing, too, is, you know, our consumption of meat is a lot more than other countries. And I agree with you. There, you know, we could eat less by incorporating more vegetables into foods we love. And you know, pasta can be made very healthily. So, you know, talk to us about some of your recipes. And I, you know, you are, I'm a big fan. You're from Milan, Italy, correct?
Yes. I'm from north of Milan, from Lake Como area, I have traveled all over Italy. Yeah, you've been there?
Yes, I've been to Lake Como. It is exquisite. We couldn't stay in Milan because we had to make that right turn to go up to Lake Como, but we spent some time in Lake Como, and it's just breathtaking.
Great. Well, my cooking is inspired by my experience with the Mediterranean diet and with pasta. So, for example, look at this wonderful spaghetti, which is they cook in 10 minutes. They are very easy to prepare. Just boil the water, put them in. And meantime, as the spaghetti cooks, I made a simple sauce with sautéed butternut squash, shiitake mushrooms, garlic, extra virgin olive oil, chili peppers, and then when the spaghetti is ready, you toss it in the sauce, in the sautéed vegetables, a little of pasta water, and voila, you have a gourmet restaurant quality food at home for really very, very inexpensive and craveable. Another one is this Mediterranean pasta salad. You love Italy, you love the Mediterranean. This is inspired by Mediterranean cuisine. I use fusilli because they capture the sauces and the juices of the vegetables. So fusilli, I toss them with extra virgin olive oil, lemon zest, and shallots. Mm. And then I toss in some cherry tomatoes, some black olives, some kalamata, some Greek feta and green olives too. And if you like, you can put some nice, delicious tuna. So now you have a complete meal for the family and you can prepare it ahead in minutes. Or else you can have a pasta more like a southern Italian style, like a Sicilian style, like this rigatoni or penne rigate, you know, Abruzzi style, I call it. It has, I start with a sausage. But if you're vegetarian, you can use a plant-based sausage, which nowadays they are affordable. Mm-hmm. In every supermarket you can find them. I saute some garlic, onions, sweet peppers, and then I add some nice diced tomatoes, plum tomatoes, cook it up in just a few minutes. The pasta is ready. Put it in the sauce, toss it. I added a little of pecorino romano, and now you have a delicious, craveable southern Italian dish. So that's to speak of the versatility of pasta, just amazing.
Oh, my gosh, it is. You know, and we're talking to Chef Rosario Damero. The National Pasta Association, it has its work cut out for them, because as food prices are going up and as, you know, we're going to, you know, start to see shortages of foods, pasta is going to probably be, you know, our main staple. And, you know, having people like you come on and, you know, us having this National Pasta Month, it kind of reminds us that, you know, look, we're going to have to, you know, realize food is changing. We're going to have to step things up, make things flavorful, make things healthy, because whatever our diet was a few years ago is going to change.
I couldn't agree more. This is an opportunity, National Pasta Month, to share the pasta, but also share the love and passion for pasta and teach people how you can be preparing delicious, nutritious, healthy meals in minutes at home, even on a budget. And the way to do it, if you go to our website, sharethepasta.org, okay, go to the website and you will find video recipes, step by step, how to make this easy pasta dishes. So you don't even have to improvise. You can just go there and follow the recipes. And we have dozens of recipes there and other useful information about pasta. But go to the website, and in a few minutes, you can become a chef.
I love it. Man, my husband is going to be like, my husband's going to want me to take all your classes. You know, I'm such a bad cook. Chef Rosario, anything else you'd like to tell my listeners?
Well, you know, I want to tell the listeners that I'm lucky. I'm very lucky because in my work is really to do what I love, which is cooking and sharing my passion for food. And pasta has been in my life forever, and that's how we grew up with my large, I'm the oldest of five kids, and without pasta, I wouldn't be here. So if you all want to be well-nourished and happy and healthy, eat more pasta, more vegetables, more healthy food, and you'll live to be 100 years old.
We wish. Chef Rosario, grazie. So happy that you came on. We can't wait to have you back. And happy National Pasta Month.
Grazie, Dr. Daila. And share the pasta and buon appetito.
Share the pasta, buon appetito. Thank you. Bye.
Ciao.
Ciao. All right, guys.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.